Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Roxanne Smith of Paws of Northeast Louisiana. Welcome, Roxanne. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, thanks for having us, Corey.
Well, it's Mardi Gras time, and that means it's time to go out and have a lot of fun. And the funnest part of the whole day is the pets get to have fun, too.
That's right. I always think of this as the happiest day of the year. For me, it is, and for a lot of other people, because it is the Crew of Paws Pet Mardi Gras Parade, and it is so much fun. You have got dogs and cats and rabbits and maybe snakes and different reptiles. Anything that's domesticated animal is out there, and they are in costume. They are so cute. Everyone's so happy. It's just a jubilant event. So we're hoping that everyone comes out this Saturday to come see us, even if they don't have pets that they want to put in the parade.
Let me kind of run through the day so folks know what's going on. It's a big Mardi Gras day. The Crew of Janus Parade is that night. They roll at, I believe it's 6 p.m., through downtown West Monroe. There's a kids parade at the mall early in the morning. You guys have a pet parade, and then I believe there's a running club that has, I think it's called the Jester Jog,
that
runs through downtown West Monroe. So you guys get kicked off mid-morning. Tell me how this thing works.
All right. So about 11 o'clock this Saturday, we're going to be at the 100 block of Commerce Street, which is in West Monroe's Antique Alley. And we're going to open up registration. Our online registration ended at the end of January, but you can register day of. So come on out at 11 o'clock, and it is $25 to register your first pet, $10 for each additional pet. You can also enter the contest. We have a float contest, and we have large dog and small dog and non-canine costume contest as well. So you can register for those. You can also buy merchandise. We're going to be selling Mardi Gras throws, $10 for 4 dozen beads. We also have these super cute LED paw print beads that light up. They're $5 each, and we've got all types of merchandise, including our parade t-shirt. So you can come out 11 o'clock. At 11:45, that's the deadline to register for the costume and float contest. The reason we ended 11:45, because straight up 12 o'clock, the contest judging begins. The winners are going to be announced immediately after that. And for registering your pets for the parade, you have until 12:45 p.m. And then at 1 o'clock, the parade rolls. So that takes about 30 minutes. By 1:30, 2 o'clock, we'll be getting ready for the Jester Jog, of course, and for Janus that night. So it's quick, it's easy, and it's a lot of fun.
Now, let's talk about this. You're going to make a little money on this thing, and you're going to take that money and use it for Paws. So tell us a little bit about Paws and what you guys do.
Well, Paws has been around in Northeast Louisiana for 16 years, and it is the pet and Animal Welfare Society. So what we do is we have a four-pronged approach. We have a spay and neuter program, which is so important with the pet overpopulation issues that we have in our area. All of our rescues and our shelters are filled to capacity all of the time, and that's the situation in Northeast Louisiana. And so at this time, we have spayed and neutered over 10,000 dogs and cats, and that adds up to over 1 million animals that are not in our area on our resources because of our spay and neuter program. And that program costs a lot of money to do, and this is our biggest fundraiser of the year. So it's so important that people support us so that we can help support people and their animals. We also have a humane education program. We go out to local schools and different area events, and we check on kids and let people know how to take care of pets. We have pet therapy teams as well, and we have a rescue program.
All right, let's get to the rules, because there are rules for a pet parade. Rule number one.
Okay, rule number one, all animals must be current on vaccinations.
All right. Don't want to give something we shouldn't give.
That's right. Rule number two, no aggressive animals or females that are in season.
All right. So if you're in heat, don't come.
That's right.
What kind of animals can't come? I know dogs and cats, you see those.
That's right. Domesticated animals. So we're not looking for horses or ponies or livestock. we will have a Longhorn steer in the parade, but he's a special guest of Paw's. And so really we're looking for dogs, for cats, for rabbits, for anything handheld or that can walk themselves other than livestock. Come on and bring them out.
All right. Do I need a leash?
You do, but non-retractable, please. Those can end up being problems. But yeah, it leashes. Everybody needs to be on that. And then, of course, the most important thing that you can do, and that is pick up after your pets.
All right. And for the floats, you can't have an automatic motorized float. Like a wagon you pull is okay, but a electric wheelchair float thing would not be, right?
That's right. No, anything motorized, no. But you can do carts and strollers and wagons. Anything with wheels that doesn't have a motor is fine. And no bicycles, please, and no rollerblades, because pets have tails and they get a little scared as well.
Oh, so. I didn't think about rollerblades and pet tails.
That's right.
Not a good combination.
Not a good combo.
Roxanne Smith's with us from Paw's. Roxanne, for folks that don't know, Commerce Street, that's the one that's one behind Trenton Street, right?
Exactly. It's between the seawall and Trenton Street. So it's right behind Mojo, if you know where that is. 100 block of Commerce. At 1 o'clock, we're going to start. We are going to go up Commerce to Pine Street. We'll take a left on Pine, take another left on Trenton, go up two blocks to Wood Street, take another left, and we're back right where we started at the 100 block of Commerce Street. And the sponsors for this year's parade, so important. Our title sponsors are Raising Cane's, Tito's Handmade Vodka, Johnny's Pizza House, Music City Studios, and Vanguard Realty. We have lots of sponsors, but those are our title sponsors, so important, and we're so appreciative of them for honoring us and sponsoring us again in our 16th year.
That's Roxanne Smith, board member of Paw's of Northeast Louisiana. The Paw's Pet Parade coming up this Saturday. The parade rolls at 1 p.m. Registration starts at 11 a.m. And there's lots of booths and games and children's games, all sorts of things going on that morning beginning at 11. The deadline for float and the costume contest, 11:45. Judging starts at 12. And the parade rolls at 1. You can find out more by visiting their Facebook page, Paw's of Northeast Louisiana, or you can head to our website, kedm.org.
This is Deborah Chandler, your host of Vocal Vibes, heard every Wednesday at 2 o'clock here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe.